Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The Supreme Court signaled support for a law that bans TikTok unless its Chinese owner divests by January 19th, and Ohio State beat Texas 28-14 to reach college football's national championship against Notre Dame. This is ABC News. The former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, has been held in contempt of court again.
It's the second time in a week that the former New York City mayor has been held in contempt. On Monday, a federal judge in New York found Rudy Giuliani has defied court orders to provide information about his assets to the two Georgia election workers he defamed. Now another judge here in Washington has cited Giuliani for continuing to make defamatory statements. Outside the courthouse, he blasted the judge.
I shouldn't be the one in contempt. She should be.
The same judge oversaw the defamation case, which ended with a $148 million verdict against the former mayor. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The two New York Yankees fans who interfered with Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts in Game 4 of last year's World Series have been banned from attending any games at any major league ballpark. MLB told the two they went far over the line of acceptable fan behavior when they tried to forcibly remove a ball from Betts' glove as he reached into the stands. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. I have good news for gluten-free and dairy-free shoppers. Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. And we have allergen-friendly products at prices that won't break the bank. We receive new shipments every week, so there are new options every time you come. For dairy-free and gluten-free, think Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a quiet winter day shaping up around here today, just quite a bit of cloud cover. Meanwhile, low pressure heading southeast from North Dakota is likely to bring us a little snow later tonight into tomorrow morning. Looks like just enough to cover the roads and parking lots and make them slippery, so keep that in mind for your travels Sunday morning. That'll move away, but some strong northwest winds coming behind it for tomorrow evening into early Monday, driving in the next batch of Arctic air, so bitterly cold temperatures expected for early in the work week. You'll need to bundle up. Things will warm up, though, fairly quickly as we head toward the second part of the week as a mild Pacific air mass spreads across the northern U.S. Looks like fairly dry weather for the week ahead as well, with only a slight chance of a snow shower sprinkle right around Friday as a cold front moves in. Here's that forecast for today. Just a chance of a few peaks of sunshine, otherwise mostly cloudy and somewhat warmer than normal, high near 28. Northwest wind becoming south to southeast around 5. Cloudy tonight with areas of light snow likely around midnight and after. We could get about a half inch or an inch of accumulation, low near 24. Tomorrow, scattered light snow showers, mostly ending by noon. An additional half inch possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and turning quite breezy late in the day, high at 32. South wind 5 to 10, becoming west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, breezy and much colder, maybe a flurry early, low at 2 degrees. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and very chilly, high near 11. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, still rather cold, low 3 below 0, high of 13. Wednesday, partly cloudy, with some modest warming by the afternoon, low 1 below 0, high of 21. Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, considerably warmer, high 36. Friday, quite mild, with a slight chance of a sprinkle or flurry, high near 37. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently down to 19 degrees so far, the morning low, following our high yesterday of 29. It was 53 back in 1880, good enough for a record. The record low in 1979, it was frigid, 27 below zero. 1 year ago, 31 was the high, 19 the low. The sun will rise this morning in Richland Center at 7:33. Sunset today at 4:47, sunrise tomorrow morning 7:32. An east wind at 2. We did receive a dusting of snow both yesterday and today, and the barometric pressure is at 29.61. That is on the climb. The high yesterday, 29. Cloudy skies, off and on flurries, and we're at our morning low. It's 19.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports. I'm Adam Hess. In wrestling action last night from Prairie du Chien, the SWC Conference Duel Tournament was held. Belmont-Platteville over Richland Center 55-24. Dodgeville defeated Richland Center 57-17. Lancaster 54, Richland Center 22. And Prairie du Chien over Richland Center 54-20. Belmont-Platteville over River Valley 56-21. Dodgeville defeated Valley 52-29. Lancaster 42, River Valley 35. And Prairie du Chien over River Valley 54-23. In boys high school basketball, Richland Center took on Prairie du Chien last night, and Phil Nee was there.
Richland Center survived to win a conference game 62-52 over visiting Prairie du Chien on Friday night in area boys basketball. The Blackhawks were searching for their first win of the season, and they kept the game close before the Hornets broke a 50-50 tie with 2:49 to play, and they took a lead they would not give up. Richland Center's Brady Dosh led all scorers with 16. Jaden Shep added 12. Liam Fingerson had 11 points for the Hornets, as they improved to 6-5 overall and 2-1 in the league.
Other scores for the Hornets were Wes Bosworth with 9, including a key basket and a three-point play, with the team tied at 50. Also, Garrison Weiss added 8, Kaizen Schwitzenberg added 4, and Trayton Shep scored 2. The Hornets were 15 for 24 from the line, and they made 4 three-pointers. The Blackhawks were led by Brady Lenzendorf with 16, Sam Kramer added 14, and Hunter Straka put in 12. Prairie du Chien made 11 three-point baskets, and they were 6-for-9 from the line. Richland Center won the JV1 game 64-28 over the Blackhawks. The Varsity Hornets won the hard-fought game 62-52 after leading 34-27 at halftime. They built a 10-point lead before the Blackhawks came back to tie the game. Richland Center logged the win, and now we'll get ready for a non-conference game at home Monday night against Waseca Steuben. Prairie du Chien will continue to search for its first win after 9 losses to start the season. They will play Waukon on Tuesday night at home. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale boys lost to Royal last night 82-42. It was Carter Upanaw leading the Panthers with 24 points. Bevan Dennis had 27 for Riverdale, and Owen Blankenship put in 11. Potosi over Albany 48-37. It was Pecatonica, a 62-58 winner against Benton. In double overtime, the Ithaca Bulldogs survived DeSoto 52-49. It was River Valley 63-60 over Dodgeville, a win for Platteville over Lancaster 69-58. Highland 70, Blackhawk 25, Belmont 77, Judah 52. Cambridge a 75-30 win against Wisconsin Heights. Adams Friendship over Mauston 54-45. Wisconsin Dells over Wautoma 79-32. The Riverdale girls team improved to 9-3 overall and 4-3 in the SWAL with a 60-55 win at Southwestern on Friday. Riverdale led 33-27 at the half, but eventually fell behind by 3 with less than 5 minutes left. The girls were able to go on an 11-0 run at the 5-minute mark and pulled away for the victory. Zuri Dennis led all scorers with 31. Kennedy Cooey had 13, including 3-pointers, and Macy McKay was in double digits with 10 points. DeSoto defeated Ithaca 45-40 in girls basketball. It was a win for Mineral Point over Fenimore 71-43. In overtime, Seneca got by North Crawford 56-48. Waseca Steuben 65, Lafarge Youth Initiative 22, Cashton over Wanewalk Center 71-38. Arcadia 46, Viroqua 44, Cuba City with a win over Darlington 58-34. Sauk Prairie 56, Reedsburg 31, Stoughton defeated Portage 65-20. Onalaska 51, Toma 34, Bangor over Nisida 53-33, and Edgerton over Barneveld 51-32. WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a few peaks of sun, otherwise mostly cloudy, a bit warmer than normal today with a high of 28. Cloudy tonight, areas of snow likely around or after midnight, between a half and 1 inch possible, a low of 24. Sunday, scattered light snow showers mostly ending by noon, an additional half inch, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 32. Sunday night, cold, flurries, a low of 2. Monday, partly cloudy and very cold with a high at 11.
It's just what I do and I can't get no lovin'. Just what I do and I can't get no lovin'.
Hit it!
Did he do it for the money? Or was it for the fame? Finally somebody asked him, Jesse, why you wanna rob them trains? And Jesse said, it's just what I do and I can't get no loving. Just what I do and I can't get no loving. I'm the meanest hombre you ever saw. sights high up in the air. Him and Wilbur worked day and night. He didn't seem to care. Well, the town folks said if you were meant to fly, God would have given you wings. What makes you want to spend all your time building that flying machine? Mortal said, it's just what I do and I can't get no living. Just what I do and I can't get no loving. I'm the first fly boy you ever saw. Cause let me, I ain't getting no loving at all. It's just what I do. It's just what I do. No loving, I'm the workingest painter that you ever saw. Cause lately I ain't getting no loving at all. It's just what I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just what I do.
That was a big hit for Trick Pony, Just What I Do.
It's just what I do when I can't get no.
Good morning, kids. 616, Adam Hess with you. This one's going out to Zoggy. Wanted to hear Roy Rogers. We're going to kick in a little Dale Evans for your weekend wake up.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Cares about the clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
My name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO FM.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
I don't know if I can explain it, 'cause there's really nothing different at all. The sun still burns, the earth still turns, and the winter still follows the fall. I knew that it wouldn't be easy for my heart to find somebody new, but I never thought it still would be broken in two these years after you. They tell me time is a natural healer. It kind of smooths the pain away. But this hurting within hasn't yet given in, and it's been over 2,000 days. I still remember the taste of your kisses and your eyes that were beautifully blue. And I can still hear the sound of your voice when you said we were through these years after you. I'm still crying.
Tears after years after.
I'm still trying to make it through these years after you. There've been mornings when I couldn't wake up. There've been evenings when I couldn't sleep. My life will be fine for months at a time, then I'll break down and cry for a week. 'Cause when I told you I'd love you forever, I know you didn't think it was true. But forever is nothing compared to some nights I've been through in these years after you.
Years after.
Fire Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and the promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna say, this time the girl is gonna say, for more than just a day. So small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and the tears are shining, honey, sweet.
Thomas, just can't help believing. We're taking you to news time at 6:30. We'll have a look at sports as well. We're going the wrong way. We're exploring home thermometer showing 17 degrees. And that's our new morning low.
Same fight, different party. I'm with someone new and now you're sorry. But you didn't care till I wasn't there. You ain't playing fair. You come running when I walk out. I shut the door, you open your mouth. I give up and you chase me down. Why can't you let me when I'm here? Like you love me when I'm gone. You wait for me to leave and you won't leave me alone. I swear it's like the word goodbye turns you on. This can't you love me when I'm here like you love me when I'm gone? You wait for me to leave, then you won't leave me alone. Walk out, I shut the door, you open your mouth, I give up and you chase me down.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, 6:30, time for a news update brought to you by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. For today, maybe a few peaks of sun later on, otherwise mostly cloudy, and we're going to top off at 28. Our current temperature is our morning low. We're at 17.
Why Connect Wireless, the local brand you trust, with unbeatable reliability and value. Why Connect Wireless is dedicated to keeping you connected. Love your phone and number? No problem. Bring them along. With coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network, you get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Plus, enjoy amazing customer service from a team that's right here in your community. Why Connect Wireless, the 5G network you deserve, period.
From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Hess. More information on the arrest of a triple murder suspect in Juneau County. Virgil Thieu was arrested Thursday, 10 days after the bodies of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 were found by New Lisbon police in a home there. According to a press release from the New Lisbon Police Department, the Juneau County Communications Center received a report of a suspicious individual just before noon in Elroy, about 12 miles south of New Lisbon. A deputy dispatched to the location identified Thieu and arrested him without incident. Thieu appeared in Juneau County Circuit Court Friday afternoon for arraignment. He's charged with 8 felony counts, which include 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with 1 count of modified to include domestic abuse, 3 counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and taking and driving a vehicle without owner's consent. He's also charged with misdemeanor resisting or obstructing an officer. Cash bond has been set at $5 million. Virgil Thieu's next court appearance is set for February 13th. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. In recognition of Governor Tony Evers' proclamation observing today, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, DWD, released a new report highlighting key milestones that the department achieved in 2024 to combat worker exploitation while supporting employees who play by the rules. Working to End Exploitation highlights the DWD's collaborative efforts to combat exploitation and also help advance Wisconsin's record-breaking economic performance, including 7 consecutive months of record-high employment, continued low unemployment rates that are well below the national rate in 2024. Worker exploitation can take many forms. Among the most common are including failing to provide safe and sanitary work conditions, wage and hour violations, human trafficking, and depriving employees of the benefits they've earned through worker misclassification of employees as independent contractors. Workers, employers, job seekers, and any community member with any concern about worker exploitation are encouraged to contact the DWD at 608-266-3131. Additionally, the DWD website has a list of county migrant and seasonal farm worker services contacts and worker classification information. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a comprehensive budget adjustment for various University of Wisconsin system projects and authority to construct two important projects. The commission's approval of key projects Friday comes as Republican lawmakers on the commission last month delayed allocating over $70 million made available due to other projects the commission previously approved coming in under budget. Toward critical UW system building projects, they were likewise already approved by the commission. The commission approved reallocating funding to support a $29 million mark for an expanded UW-Madison engineering building to address critical infrastructure and facility needs, expand enrollment, degrees, and program offerings, modernize classrooms and instructional and research laboratories, and to support its goal of increasing student enrollment by 1,000 in the engineering program. $10.5 million for the Winther Hall, Heidi Hall entry additions and renovations at UW-Whitewater to resolve infrastructure deficiencies and improve instructional and departmental spaces throughout the facility. And $5.4 million for the completion of Heritage Hall at UW-Stout, creating a new, unified home for the College of Arts and Human Sciences by consolidating and co-locating spaces across several facilities. And a small project funding release to help address the backlog of maintenance and repair projects across the state of Wisconsin. According to new enrollment data released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 306,470 Wisconsinites have signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, known as the ACA, marking the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpasses last year's record-breaking year by more than 40,000 people. Enrollment is open until Wednesday, January 15th, and Wisconsinites are still eligible to sign up for one of the dozens of health plans available on the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Those who already have insurance through the marketplace can also renew, update, or upgrade their current plan. Charging stations at Quick Trip in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls officially opened on Tuesday, and additional stations are set to be available at other sites in the coming months. Governor Tony Evers says expanding the state's EV infrastructure is a critical part of making sure Wisconsin can meet the demands of the 21st century workforce and economy while embracing cleaner, more efficient transportation options. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program funds the stations. Last year, Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced $23 million for more than 50 EV infrastructure projects in Wisconsin.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a few peaks of sun, otherwise mostly cloudy, a bit warmer than normal today with a high of 28. Cloudy tonight, areas of snow likely around or after midnight, between a half and 1 inch possible, a low of 24. Sunday, scattered light snow showers mostly ending by noon, an additional half inch, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 32. Sunday night, cold, flurries, a low of 2. Monday, partly cloudy and very cold with a high at 11.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Radio Sports, sponsored today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right, and by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate, sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
WRCOFM Radio Sports. I'm Adam Hess. In wrestling action last night from Prairie du Chien, the SWC Conference Dual Tournament was held. Belmont Platteville over Richland Center 55-24. Dodgeville defeated Richland Center 57-17. Lancaster 54, Richland Center 22. And Prairie du Chien over Richland Center 54-20. Belmont Platteville over River Valley 56-21. Dodgeville defeated Valley 52-29. Lancaster 42, River Valley 35. And Prairie du Chien over River Valley 54-23. In boys high school basketball, Richland Center took on Prairie du Chien last night, and Phil Nee was there.
Richland Center survived to win a conference game 62-52 over visiting Prairie du Chien on Friday night in area boys basketball. The Blackhawks were searching for their first win of the season, and they kept the game close before the Hornets broke a 50-50 tie with 2:49 to play, and they took a lead they would not give up. Richland Center's Brady Dosh led all scorers with 16. Jaden Shep added 12. Liam Fingerson had 11 points for the Hornets as they improved to 6-5 overall and 2-1 in the league. Other scorers for the Hornets were Wes Bosworth with 9, including a key basket and a 3-point play, with the team tied at 50. Also, Garrison Weiss added 8, Kaizen Schwitzenberg added 4, and Trayton Shep scored 2. The Hornets were 15-for-24 from the line, and they made 4 3-pointers. The Blackhawks were led by Brady Lenzendorf with 16, Sam Kramer added 14, and Hunter Straka put in 12. Prairie du Chien made 11 3-pointers. Point baskets, and they were 6-for-9 from the line. Richland Center won the JV1 game 64-28 over the Blackhawks. The Varsity Hornets won the hard-fought game 62-52 after leading 34-27 at halftime. They built a 10-point lead before the Blackhawks came back to tie the game. Richland Center logged the win, and now we'll get ready for a non-conference game at home Monday night against Waseca Steuben. Prairie du Chien will continue to search for its first win after 9 losses to start the season. They will play Waukon on Tuesday night at home. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale boys lost to Royal last night 82-42. It was Carter Uppinaugh leading the Panthers with 24 points. Bevan Dennis had 27 for Riverdale, and Owen Blankenship put in 11. Potosi over Albany 48-37. It was Pecatonica, a 62-58 winner against Benton. In double overtime, the Ithaca Bulldogs survived DeSoto 52-49. It was River Valley 63-60 over Dodgeville, a win for Platteville over Lancaster 69-58. Highland 70, Blackhawk 25, Belmont 77, Judah 52. Cambridge a 75-30 win against Wisconsin Heights. Adams Friendship over Mauston 54-45. Wisconsin Dells over Wautoma 79-32. The Riverdale girls team improved to 9-3 overall and 4-3 in the SWAL with a 60-55 win at Southwestern on Friday. Riverdale led 33-27 at the half, but eventually fell behind by 3 with less than 5 minutes left. The girls were able to go on an 11-0 run at the 5-minute mark and pulled away for the victory. Zuri Dennis led all scorers with 31. Kennedy Cooey had 13, including 3-pointers, and Macy McKay was in double digits with 10 points. DeSoto defeated Ithaca 45-40 in girls basketball. It was a win for Mineral Point over Fenimore 71-43. In overtime, Seneca got by North Crawford 56-48. Wazika Steuben 65, Lafarge Youth Initiative 22, Cashton over Waniwak Center 71-38. Arcadia 46, Viroqua 44, Cuba City with a win over Darlington 58-34. Sauk Prairie 56, Reedsburg 31, Stoughton defeated Portage 65-20. Onalaska 51, Toma 34, Bangor over Nisida 53-33, and Edgerton over Barneveld 51-32.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
That's a Nutty Money original from the 1980s, Little Big Town Sugarland doing it. Well, 2024, less than a year old. 6:51 as we move through your morning get-together.
WRCO.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
You say you want to let me go. Well, there's one thing that you should know. I'll walk away willingly, and you'll never even hear me leave. I'll go quietly. I'll go silently, but I'll go crazy without you. Insane with a heart so blue, they'll have to lock me away, and I won't last one day without you, baby. I'll go crazy. When I'd have to walk away, but I still think there's a ray of hope. But you're the one who's letting go. I'll go easily. I'll go where you please. But I'll go crazy without you. Insane with a heart so.
That's Andy Griggs. I'll go crazy. Great big good morning, wherever you're listening, however you're listening. Carmen in Nebraska has this Civic Media app on this morning. Contacted us, wanted to hear a little Bob Dylan. I said, yeah, we can do that.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
ABC News.